Pacific communities in New Zealand say more attention needs to be given to the countries most vulnerable to the climate crisis. And as Kiribati, Tuvalu and Tokelau battle rising tides, its youth are bringing attention to the plight. Mackenzie Smith reports.
While Australia has been slammed in the Pacific over its climate change inaction, New Zealand has largely been praised. If nothing else, a full endorsement of climate agreements at July's Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu earned it the respect of Pacific leaders. But not everyone's convinced enough has been done to tackle the climate crisis where it hits the hardest. Atoll nations. A youth advisor for the Kiribati community in Auckland, Rubina Tekenene, is worried for her people.
Sometimes I feel sad because that's where our roots come from, you know. So maybe one day that's not going to hear Kiribati anymore, you know, because it's disappeared.
Ms. Tekenene says there should be more priority given to resettling those displaced by rising sea levels. According to the International Labour Organization, as many as 350,000 people from Pacific atoll populations are at risk of displacement. Not everyone's ready to give up just yet. A former Tokelauan public servant, now living in Auckland, He Tō Puka, says New Zealand needs to step up its efforts on climate mitigation. He says his people are frustrated.
The issue is it's a lot more about policy being driven from the government, whether it's actually, does it meet the needs and the concerns of the people on the ground.
A 3-metre seawall is all that protects Tokelau's three remote atolls. It recently secured New Zealand Foreign Ministry support in mitigating coastal hazards. Still, Auckland University Associate Professor Damon Salesa says New Zealand's response needs to be domestic as well.
It's just much more complex than just sending some money up to Tokelau to build something.
Others tend to agree. Next week, a student-led climate strike in Auckland will rally Pacifica activists in an event titled Our Islands Need You. Dr. Salesa says Pacific communities in New Zealand are leading a national conversation on climate change.
There's a clear sign that younger people are taking climate change a lot more seriously than perhaps some of the other generations.
That's the case for 24-year-old Tavita Nielsen-Mamea, a Tuvaluan playwright. He says growing up, he always knew Tuvalu would disappear under the waves, and his play Ko Ao Tuvalu is showcasing just that in Christchurch.
In the Pacific, the climate is taking away a lot of their homes. When you're walking around in New Zealand, you kind of take note of that and take note of everyone's stories, because it's hard to see in everyday reality, but everyone is kind of going through something to do with climate change.
Tavita Nielsen-Mamea says New Zealand has an important role to play as a big brother in the Pacific. This is Mackenzie Smith.